Welcome back to another episode of Let's Talk. In today's episode, we are going to have a conversation about religion and lifestyle. And today we are tackling a controversial topic, how religion in Ghana has evolved. That is from materialism and politics to the hypocrisy and its impact on creativity and poverty. Religion in Ghana used to focus on community and then moral guidance, but now it seems more about prosperity, self-promotion and political involvement. So Julian, how do you think this shift has affected the average Ghanaian? You know, recently, before the election, this pastor, the pastor with a white beard, one of the politicians, Adum Chedia. Baumia. Baumia went there with money.
Is he the same pastor Lewin had an issue with?
Yes. Lewin's pastor.
Okay.
So Baumia went, the vice president of Ghana currently, went to him with money, loads of money, just for him to preach for him. I think if I were to be in that church, frankly speaking. So how do you think this sudden shift from the moral guidance to political, the interference, then the church interfering in politics, religion getting into politics, how do you think it has affected the average Ghanaian?
Me honestly, I think these things it conflicts with our modern values.
Right.
You understand? One say traditionally, you know, Anka LGBTQ, then. It wasn't part of our system.
Yeah.
We strongly disagree with it. But right now that there's politics in our missions and churches, you know, the government has to allow it. Oh, they don't allow it because of the politics in the church and in the country, you know. They will have to accept it and then go by what the government is saying. Once the LGBTQ plus law or bill has been passed, no, you can't say you're going to preach against it because the government supports it. You as a religion or something, maybe you might disagree, but because the government has passed that bill, you have to follow what they are saying.
So how do you think it has affected the average Ghanaian?
You know, religion and then politics, yeah. They are two different things.
Right.
And then if you try to merge the two, we all know that politics is a very dirty game.
Yes, it is.
Then applying that kind of life to our religious lifestyle is not the best. And then moreover, it has had a huge impact on the
Ghanaian
society. And then one kind of aspect I would like to talk about is one negative aspect is mental health challenges. You know, the pressure to achieve prosperity often leads to stress,
yes,
anxiety, and depression. And then loss of moral communal anchors can also leave people feeling isolated.
Right.
And so with all these things, you know, people are kind of, because of all politics, you know. And then those people now,
so in the church. So you're trying to say the churches need these people because of their money or?
Oh, not really that. But as people see them, they feel like, you see, mm-hmm. This are mental depression, this are mental challenges.
Big Sam, do you have anything to add?
We Africans.
Right.
We are like this. The white man said, politics is a dirty game. And so we went for it. And as they said, it's a dirty game. We have to make it dirty too. You see? And if politics is to enter into anything, it turns into business.
Yes.
And for politics to enter the church, it means the church now is a business. And so they must not reject anything that comes. They must accept. Whether it comes from the devil or it comes from God, they must take it. Because now, even within the church, let's put the social politics from the church. Let's say Bawumia didn't go to Adum Chedria, or Bawumia didn't go to Obinim, or Bawumia didn't go to any other church. Within the church, there is politics there.
Yes. Yes.
If you say in the church, there is still politics, though it is, but this one is not kind of the dirty game we are talking about here. Also, within the church, it's about church activities, not something like trying to impose because the person has wealth or something. So, decisions be everything.
It happens.
Church in
even within too. The church, we give the biggest positions to the rich. It happens. Have you seen a poor person having a bigger position in the church before?
Oh, it has occurred before.
It happens. Mm-hmm. And I would say these churches.
Maybe you talk about the level of respect. As for that one there, we know that those people that are worthy, we respect them a lot. But the poor people.
And we try to give them the biggest position. I mean, if the person is willing to accept it, they will just take it. But most of the time, those people, they try not to take it. That's why the position goes to those with lesser, you see. But to really understand politics entering the church, it means that everything that goes in there has to change. People know how to influence other people to get whatever that they want in the church. And that is true. Right. Bev, is it not true?
Okay, me too. I think politics and religion shouldn't be together. Because in churches, different people support different political parties. So if this political party member comes to the church and he's saying, oh, vote, he comes to the church to, let's say, worship with them. People will think that, hey, this church there is this kind of political party church. So I don't want to go there because these people, they vote for this people. So I think it shouldn't be together. But if it's the person's personal church that the person has been attending since he started with the politics, I think it should be fine since that's his church. But not moving from church to church. And also, pastors, their decision also influence the church members too.
Do you guys think they can balance it out, like politics and religion?
The politics, should not even be in the conversation of the church. You know, politics should be far, 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 far away from the church. As Bev said, you know, there are people who support different political parties. So, my take is that, yes, push politics away from the church. Don't come there to talk about the government is doing this, the government is doing that.
But then there's religious freedom in the church.
Oh, yeah. That is you choosing the political party you want to support. But don't come and talk about them there because we are all having different political...
I think we should get this right. Politics. What is politics? It's basically all about governance. Having the power to govern. And it's not only for a country, but association, a group of people having something, you see. So definitely, if two or more people are together, there's going to be politics because there's going to be a head and there's going to be people following the head.
And yes, but in the context of, it's just like talking about dating. The explanation for dating is, basically going out, if we males cry now, if we go out just to, okay, Charlie, that is a date. But today when someone says, oh, I'm dating this person, we know that you are talking about relationship.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of dating. The explanation for dating today has changed. Even though when you search for dating on the internet, you are going to get two or more people going out. No. That is not the dating we are talking about. The what is the word? emotional distance between male and female. Sometimes, you know, but that is not that. But this politics, eh? It is not the explanation. When two people meet, there is politics. No, the conversation about political parties. Charlie, media, me, MPP, buy and man, you see, we buy and those conversations shouldn't even happen in the church. So, because currently the NDC, obviously the NDC has won, and there are people in the church who voted for MPP. The NPP.
Yeah.
So, if you go and have the conversation about, oh, okay, the economy was not going on well. Meanwhile, someone will battle you and say that, oh, Charlie, by me, my daughter or my son went to free education. And you may think that, oh, we don't go to church because of someone, but we do.
This pastor, Kofi Oduro, or is not Kofi Oduro, but he was always, talking about the bad economy.
Yeah. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about, but you should.
Who's Kofi Oduro?
Kofi Oduro.
Talking about it where?
Oh, this pastor.
On
the one who curses on...
Not curses, but...
He likes shouting.
Jai
Jimmy!
This government thing. A lot of things happened.
Yes.
It was out of hand.
They messed things up.
Yes. Yeah. So it wasn't easy not to talk about it.
Yes.
So but the conversation we are having right now is not to... He was talking about the government. He wasn't talking about the NPP. Do you get it?
Yes.
He was talking about the government, the governance, how they were governing the country. He was poor. That was what he was criticizing. He wasn't talking about the NDC, the NPP. So that is what I want us to understand. Do you get it?
But, okay.
I think there is this hypocrisy in politics. And then we are talking about how shifting from that side affected the average Ghanaian. Now, if we allow politics in the church, it means that this kind of hypocrisy in politics can also affect the church members. Because Nipano, he will try to defend the political party now. So or NDC or MPP, he will be like, oh, we've done this, we've done that. But meanwhile, he became about power and cry. He didn't do it. He wasn't able to, fulfill the promises or something. But now Obabe defending on what you see. This kind of lifestyle, you know, if it continues to happen in the church, the people themselves will be hypocrites. We all know that church and so they and support is on your man,
But
and
if you
there
say,
has
say,
to be love in the church.
Church and support is on your man. Like I said, politics was sowing him.
Yes. Yeah. Sammy,
and what
Sammy, that politics, I understand. I understand, especially when in churches where they vote for in the Adventist,
yes,
Adventist institution, we vote for, vote for
in my
the president.
They do that.
Yes.
Vote.
So there is always politics in everything.
There is. I think in to some extent that is a healthy politics, because that is church related.
So when the white man says,
"Listen,
wait,
listen, Bev.
Gospel Light Assemblies of
Gospel
God.
Light. Say Gospel Light politics, ne? Gospel Light politics, no. Ain't me interfere with Adventist politics. It has nothing to do with the Adventist politics. But the MPP, the NDC, Cheddar's
coming to church.
Yes,
that's your worry. That they shouldn't even come to church.
No.
Yeah,
to campaign.
Because people are going
don't
to have a perception about the church.
Yes.
I mean, they didn't come there to campaign, no.
They came to pray.
They came for prayers.
Wait. You go to a church, you carry loads of money.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know the economic hardship of the country.
Is there evidence that
yes,
you carry
I watched the video.
Money
look,
to the
yes,
pastor
see, let's say,
holding, yes.
Let's
no,
say
no,
it's
no,
true
no, no, no.
that they came with money.
Listen,
but after all, they, we give offertory and
exactly.
The
rest. We sow seeds. Maybe
you can't,
maybe,
you can't,
maybe he's
you,
sowing seed
yes.
on what he needs.
Thank you. So let's move on to the next question. So congregants are often told that we should sow seeds, as you are just saying, by giving money to the church to receive blessings.
Yeah.
But when nothing changes, they are blamed for not having enough faith. You think this reliance on prayer and divine intervention has made people less proactive in solving their own problems?
I will say this. You see, me, I have an uncle, I have grandmothers who are, I will not say they are rich, but they have something.
They are rich.
They have something. You see, if I need money, I can just text them, call them, and they can give me something, right? But there are some people, they don't have any grandmas, any uncle, nobody, and their only hope is God through the church. You see, me, let's say I don't believe in God. I will still have hope that I might get somewhere in the future. But there are some people, they don't have any hope. Their only hope is through the church to God. And so to them, if you tell them that come with this and God will provide this for you, they believe in it. Come with this, let's pray tonight, this day, they will believe in it. And sure, people believe in prayers and people have faith in prayers, regardless.
And do you think, listen to the question, do you think what you are saying, that over-reliance, not even over-reliance, relying on prayer and divine intervention has made people less proactive in solving their own? Because there are things that you can solve on your own. Do you get it?
Yeah, yeah.
Me, I don't believe in that, the church schedule, Monday you go to church, Wednesday you go to church. Not even for a minute or two to just to pray. You go there around 6 something and then you close around 12.
Yes, because you have nothing doing.
Oh, please.
But you can do something.
You have nothing doing.
You have nothing to do. Why do you go? Why did you go?
Because you have nothing doing.
For what?
Listen.
So don't you think that is the reason why most people are poor in the church?
Yes. And the Bible said that. The Bible said, He said, if you are my people, you can sleep. And even in your sleep, I can still provide for you.
Listen.
You know, we are missing the point here.
Yes.
You know, sometimes God is God. God doesn't depend on anyone to act.
Sure.
And so you don't need a pastor to tell you that this election you win.
Yes.
Before you
I have a problem with that. As a pastor, I don't think you should, even if you had a dream or you had a vision, don't come out and come and say, this political party will win. It shouldn't be that way.
Mm-hmm. They don't see anything. Trust me, they don't see anything. The hardship in the economy is going to determine who wins. It is not your prediction or your prophecy. It is not about you prophesizing that, Cheddar is going to win. We all know that Cheddar can never win.
Oh, right? I mean, anything can happen.
Oh, please.
You know, even just in the Bible, the book of Daniel, God said that he himself actually gives power to kings and he overthrows them and then builds them. So it is up to God. If God says Muhammad should be the president for us, definitely he will. So it is not like we have to go to a certain priest or pastor or somewhere.
I don't think God chose Muhammad or any other person for us.
Why do you think so?
Do you know Nebuchadnezzar wasn't a servant of God, right? But God's mentioned in the Bible that he is my servant and I have elected him to be king over Babylon. So he doesn't need your permission to do something. All we have to do is love your neighbor as yourself. You do what is required of you and then you leave the rest to God. God will continue with it.
So you think that once you are praying in church there by force, God
has
provide.
To do something.
No, you see, God, not like that.
Oh, that is what's your point.
Is it over-reliance on prayers?
Not over-reliance, just the reliance on prayer and divine intervention.
It works, right?
Listen, Sammy.
We need focus.
Sammy, listen. When you don't work for the government, okay, you work for yourself. Assuming you are a carpenter, okay, and you have a project. Someone has given you a work to work on his house. And he has given you the money for the materials and everything. And he has given you a deadline that, Charlie, I've given you the money and I need 2 weeks for this to be completed. He has given you even gave him that you will complete in 2 weeks. Okay. And during that week, you have 1 day to go to church. There is nothing wrong with that. You go to church on Monday from 6 to 10. Tuesday 6 to 10, Wednesday 6 to 10, Thursdays. Do you know there are churches who go to church like that? Yes. So what do you think is going to happen to their productivity?
You see, if you have something doing,
Yes, that is one example. If you have nothing doing, listen, Sammy. Yes, you can still do what?
Search.
Yes, that time that you are wasting.
You are not wasting.
You have a day to go to church. You have a day, you know, you have seven days in a week, right? And you have a day, either Sunday or Saturday, to go to church, or Friday. You know, the Muslims, they pray every day. That is prayer. Even if you are at the workplace, you can still and then excuse yourself and go and pray. It doesn't even take more than 10 minutes. Go and pray. You know, I know someone who was unemployed and 24/7. I said, I know someone. I'm not saying
he was at church.
Yes.
He was Maxwell, unemployed.
Unemployed. And if you ask him, do you know what he tells you?
No.
Boy, he was unemployed.
Unemployed. So he had nothing doing.
Nothing.
So
he had to instead be of him, at a church. Instead of him to look be visiting, yeah, looking for jobs, he just writes to this particular institution
and be praying. God miraculously.
I don't know what Maxwell is doing. The last time I called, I think 6 months ago, I called this thing region and I asked Maxwell. Maxwell, there, he's still there also. He's still there also.
But, you know...
And it is not only Maxwell. There are about 70% of people.
And they're true.
So that is that. So I think the over... Not even relying on prayer and then and divine intervention. Obu Okra, the attitude in yet. But see them about one pair saying you're copying money, you couldn't answer my copying money.
See,
oh, you're abusive. Oh, pay or you're not copying. Also, one pair when you're copying money. Meanwhile, you need to fix your attitude. Okay, you need to change. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself questions.
Over reliance on
not prayer. Over reliance.
Okay, praying all the time. You have to be working. I mean, people do not get to be proactive when they do that right.
Yes.
But what I would say is, it depends on where you are and where you are praying. You see, if you have something doing...
Are you trying to say that God answers prayers based on where you are or where you find yourself?
No, not where you are, but it depends. It depends on where you are praying all the time.
Okay.
You see, if I don't go anywhere and all the time, well, sorry them, bompaye, sinyakopon, emma me ejuma, then nothing is going to happen.
Yeah, because even sometimes you get the job opportunity in the church crowd, but you still won't do it. You won't even know.
Sure.
We need the spirit of discernment. Now, see, most of the times, even in this New Testament, as people try to, assume, the Bible is clear, in fact, that we should worship God in truth and in spirit. So we don't need to be always present in the church to prove the fact that we are worshiping God.
We are worshiping God, sure.
We have to let God, work through us and work through our life so that whatever promise He has, said over us will come to pass, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But so to answer your question, to be proactive, you have to have something doing.
Yeah,
Because if you have nothing doing, you can't be proactive. Of course, you can send your CVs and the rest to workplaces. Still, you have to be waiting. And whilst you are waiting, you have to be praying.
Yeah.
Because in Africa,
you don't have to
wait. It takes prayers.
No, listen, you don't have to wait. Trust me.
To get a result.
Sammy, you don't have to wait. In our institution, you know, I am in a nursing training college. That is where I work.
Sure.
And if you come there to teach and you come and then you drop your CV, nobody is going to call you. To come for an interview,
nobody is going to call you.
You would have to come in continue,
all the time.
But it's a waste
of resources.
It is not a waste of resources.
If I don't have money, I just took money from a friend to submit my CV.
Uh-huh.
You see, it was just a one-time thing.
But you can still call.
Sammy.
In Africa,
Sammy, listen.
You can call.
Listen.
You can't be calling all the time.
Have you been to Asamai before?
You really need
Do you know the number of times I went there? Nobody called me. Mr. Omani? What yes, you wow. Mr. Omani never called me. Just to check up. You quite remember the last time I went to Asamai, and then they had issues with their Microsoft Office. So I had to call a friend of mine to for the crack. And I'm so what can I say? So if assuming I went there, submitted my CV, and then went to church.
It will never happen.
It will never happen.
Why are you saying it will never happen?
Faith goes with what?
Works.
Eh, exactly. But sometimes too, God miraculously, I mean...
That one is there. You believe the fact that God can do it.
Yes.
And then you push forward.
Yes.
You see?
I don't know, you believe. Mm-hmm.
Whilst you are there praying, God can never do anything.
No, listen. That's not what they are saying.
Someone said she was there. She submitted her CV. And she was there praying. And she didn't go there again. But she had a call.
It doesn't mean it won't happen.
It doesn't mean it won't happen. Listen, Sammy. Nipa, you're the 9 cents and auntie.
Two.
So who's will be 9 3? I don't know Eddie Banke the facts. Any pair the 9 2 and 9 3?
No.
Yes. So the facts that will be there. I am an interest. I was also corner for 2 and a query.
Both of you are not the same.
Yes. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's dig deeper into the connection between religion and poverty. You know, in Ghana, we see churches flourishing while many congregants remain poor. Is religion part of the reason people are stuck in poverty?
Yes.
Why do you think religion is part of the reason why?
Recently I visited a church and consultation.
Yeah.
So after speaking with the man of God told me that I should come there on Monday. And then Monday, you know, so I'm supposed to be awake. But the man of God said I should come there on Monday from nine to 12. We should come and pray. See, Mimi Hune said it influences poverty.
Did he give you time? Like he has to give you a time
to
come.
Nine to twelve. Okay. That time too, you're supposed to be awake. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't the only person. Maybe she had market women, baby ewoho. And then that's not the only day that he does his church. He comes to church on Monday, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. They have sessions for prayers. They have this. They have time for this. They have time for this. It is our time now. And can we go church? And some can be media. Can we hear Juma Piskash or with him?
Yeah, you are making a great point here. But did you ask? Like, did you give him
the reason?
The reason that maybe you'll be working or you'll be going. Yeah. Some, like you should.
He's supposed to know that.
Okay, I get you now.
Mondays to Fridays.
Oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Like, even in the Bible, the Lord said that the church should remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. What he has,
and we have time for everything.
So you can't tell me that I should come to church on from nine to twelve.
That is something that most people do not understand. And the church is part. You know, the church should explain to people or tell people that, Charlie, go and work.
What's he say?
Go and work. Meanwhile, the church has become like a business. Okay.
When you come, that time that, I don't know, but 9 to 12, you know, I'll come and give you offering. That money goes into your pocket.
Yes.
What's he say? But when you go to the Western world, you only see them on church on Sundays. On Saturday, maybe Sunday or Saturday. It's just some few hours, 1 or 30 minutes. They are
done. Sammy wants to say something.
The church isn't there to tell you to go to work. You see, we are poor because we are poor, and it's not because of the church.
But
the church is rather benefiting or taking advantage
of us.
It's not because of the church. That's why we are poor.
So you just said that the church doesn't tell
religion,
you to go to
religion.
Religion doesn't tell you to go to work. Mm. I mean,
when you say equally, religion, when you say
you
religion,
also have to tell you to come and worship God.
It's much broader when you say religion.
Yeah, that's why we've limited it to the church. Okay, uh-huh. So we can talk about the church.
Just go with it. When you say religion, maybe some people, other religions, they don't do that. One who never
yes. Yeah. So it's basically the church, the Christians. You see, but what I would say is the church isn't there to make us poor.
Yeah.
Because you can tell a CEO to come to church all the time. And he can because he has people working for him or her.
The point we are missing here is that, you know, Christianity is a lifestyle.
Right.
It's not about going to church Monday to Friday. And then the appointed time you visit the church, that is where like it shows that no, this particular person is in connection with God, the God he serves. So going to church often doesn't guarantee the fact that you'll be prosperous or successful in life. It doesn't guarantee that.
But
it is
about perception. Tell us. It's not a perception.
Okay.
The church, and even in the Bible says it. You see.
I think the church is part of the reason why, plays a major role, the reason why people
the
are,
church is rather sheltering people who are unemployed and rather taking advantage of them.
And, because, but it is making them poor.
Instead of us to go and work, you know,
yeah,
you,
they are telling them to like, oh, sow a seed. They are still continue.
Yes,
they don't care.
If we need money.
It looks like we are attacking the church money. More. People have to think. I mean, though the church is doing that, but what are you doing for yourself?
And people are not thinking because there are no avenue for them to think properly.
Really?
Yes.
I don't get you.
There are no avenue.
What but kind of avenue
have,
do you need to think again?
You have a brain of yourself.
There should be challenging moment or challenging event or things to make you think.
What kind of challenging event are you talking about here?
I mean, they say if you want to be rich enough, you have to find a problem and solve it or find solutions to it. And it can rather turn into a business.
So that's about thinking. You think for yourself.
It's thinking, but... Mm-hmm. But...
You identify the problem yourself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But... The environment we find ourselves in are not allowing us to think that way.
No.
Rather,
no.
We are channeling
you are not thinking. You don't have to blame any... don't blame the environment. You should think. You should
so
think.
So, if we are not thinking, so and Sammy, it is not because of the church...
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, sure.
So, if you are telling me that you know that you don't have money and that you know that you can go and sell... You can go and carry cement or blocks and then get money. But one our person will go to church. And on is it the church's fault? And I say, fault?
You do. The church plays a major role. You know, people...
Making
well,
us poor.
Yes. Well, people... you know people, eh? Nipai biadjin, eh? Obadjin, I want to ask, why are you so like? Don't you have a brain of yourself
it's
to
so
think?
Devoted.
I
devoted
and I said, why?
But it's true.
Because I can't remember. I gave money to a woman, and I specifically told her that I have given you 1,000 Ghana cedis, 500 Ghana cedis, 500 Ghana cedis. Never go back for it. Never 400 Ghana cedis. No, at all.
But the pastor told her something.
Not
different.
The pastor. Not the pastor.
The GDA.
I called my wife to call the woman. To ask of what happened. Miniska, Sisiya, Miniska. What do you think she did? Because I can't share and say, to abode,
because at least, formal education, kaka. And I will blame formal education too. Because okay. People are not even learned. You see, Mimi say omintin me kan chairman say to abode ogun so una me pa meto ogun me pa me ntungum and definitely oko western world whether you believe in God or you do not believe in God you will still prosper.
So do you think religious institutions do you think religious institutions could do more to help their communities escape poverty? I think so.
Yeah,
I think, and some of the churches have started, especially the English. I don't understand the English churches. I'm gonna ask that aside, You know, there are Beulah. I know Beulah. I know there is a church, Adventist Church in
Gilead,
in Eastern Region. Divine. If you are doing your national service, Divine is an Adventist church in the Eastern Region. If you are doing your national service, because that is where I went to school. If you are about to do your national service, they call you. I can't know you school. Okay. It's in who you are. Yeah, Brahasi in a better service. Who we are a so what I said, that is a way they help me. Me call home na me need church no. So I time be a bequa sorry. Time be a bequa sorry because they are trying to help you. Mm-hmm. But there are other churches,
they need is the money.
It
is not only the one man churches.
Because what you are saying right now, when the church is headed by one person, there is greed because
it is not only the churches that I'm using the Adventist because I am an Adventist. Even in the Adventist institution, we have other churches, and those churches they take care of their things themselves. No, the conference doesn't interfere in those things, especially when they are building. If the project that they are trying to embark, if it is bigger than them, then they seek the help from the conference. But if it is a minor project, they are going to do it themselves. So what you are saying? In the enemy be said, even in America, true vine. But there are other way churches are, and you're headed by any people are cool. They are not helping. They are not, I speak for my church because institutions, just because you are an Adventist, but there are other churches, so major churches are massa. Yes, the one man churches is part. Omo pan play role. So what I say, omo di omo do frupe. Most of the churches, no new money na on be institution beyond providing avenues for a for no move. No, sorry, I number two, Charlie.
I think one thing the church can also do is not to steal much of our time.
Yes,
I mean, say programs are a bit on being in an say a year, a bit fever church members. No, you know, sometimes you go to some churches and they are like, yeah, 1 week prayer, this conference or something. But Ubuhun said throughout the week, church members not sorry them.
And almost have a
and you say prayer is not good. And you say prayer is not new. But the time, I say a favor people no in the church. Send a be man almost no at least poverty seminar then and cause but they keep on working. Omo yeah juma. And one other thing is, like you said, church no, I raise institutions that. Elbow church members, no, any one factor. Then when you come to the one man churches and even our churches, there should be a way activities and answer a juma across our church within the church, no. Yeah, man call for more yen, yes, and so a more kakra from the church. You see, as they give, they should receive at least to keep them going. Say faith no more, no. Yeah. Or more any be free. Mo.
So touching on hypocrisy. Do you think this hypocrisy affects people's trust in religion, basically the church? Hypocrisy in the church. Do you think it affects the trust? Me, it has affected my trust in the Adventist institution. Trust me, because there was a time that my senior brother impregnated a lady, and should I say a manhunt? Is that the word for it? Witch hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like going around asking questions. There was one pastor, Sana no you, who was going around going to the lady's house. Why na nene nyem? Oni elder way ban nyema na. And sad na no you. Meanwhile, na ne wofase akwanyi mo bi bawo. I don't worry no. So a honom no. So like I totally, I say the trust I have in my church was halved. That is a hypocrisy. So what I say. And I don't blame them. You can't blame. They are human beings.
All right. I think right now, the way the church is going, if you really make your attention or put all your attention on one particular person and a lifestyle, you'll be deceived. Because also the doctrines of the church. Church in the on chre bonio. But nipana ye timuno ye bone sene na waka ne say hypocrisy nipana babo woni ma ba we can say bia see na adenetie obetu foa ye say ba no ye the other side of it but nmwa na wuhu ni san so a e ma ujidie kra ye dey ekofom but it depends on you. So me, that little advice I can give is you don't watch people. You do your honest part. Oh yeah, oh dear, what fame no cream.
But you do it is very difficult.
Very difficult.
So let's touch on the future of religion and then let's wrap it up. So what do you think the future of religion in Ghana looks like? What do you think it me?
The future is the churches are turning into a political avenues.
And businesses.
And businesses. Yes, it has. And there's no way say church never say come back there. You're quite him. Ah, you're quite him. Politics and you enter into our churches in the
air. So there is no hope.
There is no hope. I mean, individually, there can be hope. You can work for your own salvation.
Yeah. But
to push your trust in the church for salvation in the air, it will do him more. And you know, I'm meeting my confirmation. Yeah. Basically, that's the truth.
Charlie, the things we are seeing in the churches are very hilarious. Any is any more course was a funimudi, Charlie.
Churches,
I said they all can. Me know your dream.
Me shouldn't need more brave, sir. But me the men who know. I mean, some all trans people who have me say me tell us all them. I mean, mess with the pie. Regardless, mess with the pie. All trans people who are to say. I mean, last time me na me need do air can say. You are sorry them. Now my jari fifiaba. My dresser shim shoe. I bet now sorry them send me soon yame. Now because say oh yeah yeah praises. Now oh shiri shiri. Ebo on seme sawo enim huano. Now we overcast chem say some people they don't know the reason why they are here. Just because I say oh shiri shiri enim huano.
Dimisu mi hu shiri bi.
Mi hu shiri bi ame sorry epi. You see. And I say ebo mpaye. Now catch him and say, "Any young couple want say because I know we go for a car, or go, we be the G SD hospital, and now should be more. Main busy and also and I'm from and then young couple want say yeah, me so that pay.
So because, let's.
Yes, I mean me know yeah, but at the end they say, so who's any money be a who's a church name more out. Churches they say those who.
Those.
Cause they ube feel comfortable.
All the churches need a room, because yeni na yako sorry them more. Yipia, me o Pentecost, madam for any Pentecost. Some years in madam for any Pentecost. Many didn't come more. We share the same, I mean, personal values and the rest.
Yeah.
And the emotion of the world, emotion become your SDM. And the main thing I can say, I saw you be different. Basically, we are the same. Your doctrine is necessary. And there's no way a church can be to me as I can achieve you. I can offer the old, I mean,
the old church. The old values. Church. Na, yeah.
No. You see, they're queer in quarantine. I basically said, I'm going to say, I'm sorry. I'm an eye diamond. You see, once it's nuclear, we'll get a two cities, we'll get a
it would be two, it would be two, man, for us, it would be
12
and 5. 5, 10.
I don't know. Church and the any, but individually, dear, you can work on your own faith, your own salvation, and if you're going to go on, I say, based on heaven, maybe, and you could be.
Right.
So I say,
right. So we are wrapping up. This is the end of our show. So thank you guys for your thoughts and then your insights on this conversation. You know, this conversation is an emotional, sometimes emotional conversation, and then a thought-provoking one. So thank you so much for your thoughts on Let's Talk. Hopefully we can have another conversation in our next episode. Ciao.